It's 3 o'clock and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Tamara Teak. In the weather, it's an overcast 15 degrees outside our East York studios. Now here are the headlines. Suspect number 2 in the Boston Marathon bombings is still on the loose. A young Toronto man is charged with stunt driving, and the death toll rises to 12 after a Texas plant explosion. Now to our top story. The second suspect from Monday's Boston Marathon bombings is still on the run. 19-year-old Dzhokhar Tsarnev has been in hiding since last night. His 26-year-old brother, Tamerlan Tsarnev, died after a shootout with police last night. It is not known whether his death was due to gunshot injuries or explosives setting off. He had strapped some to himself during the clash. The brothers, both from Chechnya, moved to the U.S. several years ago. Their aunt in Toronto is now demanding evidence from the FBI. She, along with the boy's father, believe the act was staged by another party. An 18-year-old Toronto man has been charged with stunt driving. He was caught going at 167 kilometers per hour around 4 this morning. Police stopped him on the Gardiner Expressway at Highway 427. According to Metro Toronto News, his license was suspended. His vehicle will be impounded for 7 days. A fertilizer plant explosion in West Texas has killed 12 people, leaving about 200 injured. The explosion, which happened last night, left authorities going through debris until this morning. Many of the dead are thought to be first responders. Much of the city is torn apart, and experts still don't know the cause of the explosion. The second part of the Toronto Star's three-part gun pipeline series is in today's issue. Titled The Mules, the Star investigates the lives of those who unknowingly smuggle guns into the country. Roger Petty, the man behind the smuggling, was convicted in 2009 and sentenced to 6 years in jail. And Toronto's Bridgepoint Hospital opened the doors to its new building on Sunday. Almost 400 patients were transferred from the old center in just 8 hours, each person getting a welcome cheer as they crossed the threshold. I was there to check out all the action.
Welcome.
The new Bridgepoint Hospital is finally a vision come to reality. Approximately 600 staff members and volunteers worked on Sunday to move patients from the old building to the new one. With almost 400 patients to check in, the atmosphere was bustling. Bridgepoint President and CEO Marion Walsh explains.
We've been planning this move for a year, so it's very high energy, there's lots of activity, but it's planned with military precision.
Walsh said three patients were moved every 3 minutes. The first patient was transferred at 8 in the morning and the last at 4 in the afternoon. She said the new facility is now much more capable of providing adequate care and rehabilitation treatment to all of its members. Patient Donna Dewar was the first one in. She wore a bright red ribbon on her hospital gown to show it.
I knew for a few days prior to this that I was going to be the first patient in, but I don't think it really hit me until we were coming into the new building, and it's amazing. I'm feeling very special today.
The 60-year-old had a skiing accident 5 weeks ago, breaking both legs. She's been undergoing extensive physiotherapy at Bridgepoint ever since, but she simply laughed it off, saying she needed to improve on her skiing skills. With other patients also laughing and smiling, the hospital is in full operation. Tamara Teak, Observer Radio News, Toronto. That's the news for now. You can find more news at torontoobserver.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.